Brian Lehrer on WNYC. We have Walter Mosley coming up in about 10 minutes. His latest novel is about aging in the inner city and a deal with the devil to stop your Alzheimer's from progressing. It is a novel, but it's going to be fascinating to talk to Walter Mosley. And right now we'll check in briefly with New Jersey's newest congressman, Republican John Runyon, who defeated Democratic freshman incumbent John Adler in South Jersey. Runyon, many of you know, is a former football player, already known in the Philly burbs for sure for his days with the Eagles. And we welcome Congressman-elect John Runyon to WNYC. Thank you so much for coming on with us, and congratulations on your election.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Are you getting used to that title, Congressman-elect?
Yeah, I mean, slowly, but it's more about the job than it is the title than anything.
And what's the job ahead as you see it, and what do you hope your role in it will be?
Well, I think we a lot of us agree that it's, you know, the amount of money that this, you know, this country is spending is quite frankly, you know, disgusting and out of control, and we really have to put our foot down and take an honest look at it to really get this economy rolling again.
Do you have ideas for where the country should spend less money, most importantly?
I mean, there are many other, you know, there's many places. I mean, when you look at the size of government and the amount of money we're spending there, I mean, if you reduce, you know, the government employees just to 2 years ago, you're talking about $30 billion. But I think also when you talk about waste and you talk about, you know, efficiency in government, you know, have we really taken a hard look at, you know, are certain programs working well? What's not working? Let's get rid of it. You know, let's just not do it to say we did it. Let's take an honest look at it to make sure the programs that are out there that are spending millions and billions of dollars are truly living up to what they're supposed to. If they're not, I mean, it's obvious that, you know, we're spending money we don't have. It's obvious that we have to go out and really rethink that and take those off and, you know, really keep the programs that are really benefiting and doing what they're supposed to do.
A lot of people say you can't really have an impact on spending by doing that unless you make cuts in Social Security and Medicare growth and the military, because those are the three real big ticket items. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't, because I think when you look at a budget period and you look at your personal budget, your business budget, you count every single penny. We've made a lot of promises to every American with Social Security and Medicare. And, you know, and we do have to have a strong military to defend, you know, us and our allies around the world. You know, those are things we have to do. I mean, it's obvious that, you know, there's a lot of money being wasted right here, right in front of our faces that no one wants to talk about. They want to talk about those things because they are, you know, probably the vast majority of the budget. But, I mean, I think you really have to start with, truthfully, the waste and stuff that happens in Washington.
In your campaign, you apparently had a fake third-party candidate in your race, running as a Tea Party candidate, but apparently planted in the race by Democrats to draw votes from you. Did you consider that a smart play or a dirty pull?
I mean, that's dirty politics, and, you know, it's obvious that voters in this district are fed up with that type of thing, as somebody trying to gain an advantage and truthfully try to run away from the issues. Created an outside issue so he didn't really have to campaign on what is happening, which is economy and jobs. You know, it was unfortunate that, you know, that was the last 3 months of the campaign was dealing with this type of thing. And ultimately, the ultimate goal, I believe, of it was to try to siphon votes away from me. Didn't ultimately happen. Backfired on him and really, you know, became a huge thing in the campaign. And ultimately, you know, I don't think the people heard the message that they wanted to hear a lot of times, because we were talking about that more often than not.
John Runyon, New Jersey's newest congressman, elected in South Jersey, replacing Democrat John Adler. Do you consider yourself a Tea Party Republican?
The thing I love about the Tea Party, it's like it's me. You know, it's someone that hasn't been involved in politics, that is really fed up with what's going on. We're all conservative-minded people, and it's awesome. I had Tea Party support all the way back into the primary, and, you know, worked my tail off to get their support here in the general election too. So it's been an awesome transition, and they, you know, we have a lot of very, very similar views, you know, and I tell everybody all the time, no one's going to agree with everything that everybody believes in, but to be able to sit down and have that discussion is what we're about, and that's why we need a lot of fresh people in there so we can actually have those discussions and not have those ties to, you know, other politicians or special interests and all that stuff. Like, and I think that's what that movement's about, and that's really what I'm about.
If there's a Tea Party caucus that forms in this freshman class, would you be inclined to join it?
Yeah, we'll sit down and we'll deal with that as we move on. I've had an open door to all Tea Party support, and it's been awesome. I love what they're doing. I love what they're about, you know, and it is something we will look at, because it is a huge movement. And again, I will say we are conservative minded people, and we align on a lot of the issues that are out there.
And the Tea Party members, some of them are already pushing for a total ban on earmarks, which the Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell doesn't want, and to have Michelle Bachmann in a House leadership role. Do you have a position yet on either of those things?
No, I haven't really got there. I think the biggest thing there is, you know, with the whole earmark problem, it is a lot. People, quite frankly, you know, see it as an issue because of waste, because of lack of transparency, and that is the biggest issue with that. And we really have to figure out a way, and that's part of this spending problem, is that earmark problem is created and part of that whole deal, and we really have to address that and figure out a way to clean this up.
What committees do you hope to join?
Well, I mean, I think it's obviously around where I'm at in South Jersey. We have a huge mega military base down here, and we have a lot of ties to private defense contractors down here. So armed services is going to be a huge one that I'm going to push very hard to be on, because it does represent a vast majority of the people in this district.
Now, I don't know if you want to hear this kind of thing or not anymore, but our shows, one of our show's producers, Jody Avergan, is a huge Eagles fan, and he wanted me to thank you in particular for your block against the Redskins on a late-game screen in 2007 that sprang Brian Westbrook for a touchdown. He says that comeback win made his year.
Yeah, and that was one of those ones. I think I was in the third week of a broken tailbone. It was like, wow. It was either second or third week, and it was one of those that I saw. I lined the guy up, and I didn't know how much it was going to hurt, but I evidently hit the sweet spot, much like you do when you play golf or whatever, and didn't feel anything, because, you know, I had a couple seconds to think about it before I did it, but it was ultimately one of those ones that goes on the highlight reel of your career.
And one of your most famous moments in football was telling Westbrook to fall down before the end zone rather than score a touchdown, because it was better for your team to just keep the ball near the end of the game. But very few people had ever seen a play like that before. The touchdown is so tempting when it's there in front of you. Does that indicate you're going to be a political strategy guy in Washington?
Well, I think it's more of an attention to detail. I mean, you're coached to be in those situations all the time, whether, you know, you're in a situation like that. Guys are coached all the time to stay in bounds, let the clock run out. And in that situation, if you know the details of that situation, if you have a first down inside of 2 minutes and the other team has no timeouts, the game's over. You don't have to give the ball back to them. And that was the situation. And it was great that Brian sacrificed that statistic for the team, and, you know, ultimately upset a lot of people in fantasy football along the way, but we did get the win out of it.
They can't be your first priority, right? Did you talk politics during your time as a player? Could your teammates have identified you as someone headed in this direction?
No, not really, because I think when you look at a team and team building, you know, it's you're told from a very young age that you're not allowed to gamble in the locker room. You don't talk about women. You don't talk about politics, and, you know, because that ultimately will divide people and turn people against you, and, you know, that's not ultimately what you're trying to do on a team. So we really kept that kind of stuff out of the locker room. Yeah, if you had a little closer relationship with a few guys here and there, you would talk about it a little bit, but, you know, to get into a heated argument about anything like that in the locker room is not helping the big picture of what you're trying to accomplish.
Anything else you want to say to your constituents or our other listeners outside the district as you head to D.C.?
I just really appreciate the opportunity that they've given me. I'm truly honored, you know, that they elected me to represent them, and I'm going to do everything in my power, go down there and work my tail off and ultimately get this country headed back in the right direction.
And we hope we can have you report in from time to time once you get there and as things get going. Congressman-elect John Runyon, Republican from South Jersey, thank you very much for coming on with us today.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, novelist Walter Mosley. His new book, The Last Days of Ptolemy Gray, tackles aging and aging in the inner city. Stay with us.